Simen Kuf Chaf Siv Ches. We started last week to understand Siv Ches. Until here, pretty much the Simen was talking about what type of kelim need tefillah, and beginning here, it talks about the situations that need tefillah. So Siv Ches has a number of chidushim combined sort of in the flow of the language. So let's try to pick up on what the Mechaber Amar talk about, and then whatever might be the subject of dispute. Hashaya loisech kli me'evik echavim ein oito on tefila. If you borrow or even rent a keli from a guy, you don't have to tevil the keli that you, even though you're using it. Avol im Yisrael kanoi me'evik echavim. There are two yidden involved. Reuven bought it from a guy. Reuven didn't tevil it for whatever reason. V'shi'ilai l'chaveirai, and Shimon borrowed it from Reuven. Ton tefila shekvar nischayiv biyad rishon. It needs tefila because it was already chayiv in the hands of the first yid. Now we have to split this mechaber, because still here it's relatively pashut. You could clarify if schiris is kind of, but L'maisa, it's pretty simple. The first half of the sif is telling us that a borrowed keli from a guy is potter, a borrowed keli from a yid, since the yid had to tevel it, so you're no better than him. So if you use it, you also have to tevel it. Now, this is where it gets complicated. V'yesh misha aimer. Right away we see that this is not a double pashit. V'yesh misha aimer. Shem loy lokhoi harishin l'tzeros se'udah. If the first yid didn't buy it for food purposes, he bought it as a knife to cut parchment. Someone has a pocket knife. He doesn't want to use it for food. He plans to use it for, I don't know, whatever he used pocket knife for. Ein sarach lahatfilai. Now what does that mean? The first yid is not using it for food. He's using it for a non-food purpose. And someone else takes it, and he wants to use it for a food purpose. The borrower has to title it. Now we have to read the first line of the Ramah. So the borrower is potter, the Bechava said. Notice the Bechava holds that the owner is Kaveya. If the owner says, this is a utility knife, it's not a food knife, even if a borrower uses it with permission for food, the owner is Kaveya. Rama Avala Rishin Asalish Tamish Bailut Sarche Suda. Afilu Derechari. Bloit Fila Afa Pishalok Chaylut Sarah Klafim. Now think about what this means for a minute. The Rishin, you buy a utility knife or a pocket knife, and you're using a pocket knife for non food purposes, and you want to use it once for a food purpose, you have to tevel it first. Let's say you're stuck in the car and you have a kokosh cake and you want to cut it. You don't have any food utensils. But you happen to have a scissor. The scissor you never title. It's not a food scissor. So you open the scissor to cut yourself a piece of cake. So the Rama says, nothing doing. You have to title that scissor before you use it even once. Look at the Rama. Aval Rishon Asa Lishtamish Bailut Sarche Suda. Afilu derecharai. Rishon means the one who owns it, is not, and he bought this knife as a utility knife, as a cloth knife. He wants to use it once for tzarchei suda, so he's not allowed to use it. Also, lishtamish by the tzarchei suda. Afilu derecharai b'lei tefila, afal pi shalok chay v'tzarech klofen. Even though he's the owner, he says this is not a food knife, this is a utility knife. But to use it even once for food requires tefillah. This is what the Rama says. Nobody argues with this.
It's not
pshita. It's pshita. You think if you had a string licorice and your kids were fighting over it, you said, I'll cut it in half. You pulled out a scissor and cut it in half, It would dawn on you that you need tefillah before you use
a scissor. If it's a knife that needs tefillah, it wasn't
tefillah. But it's a scissor that you use for your paper. And I agree with you. It's chayiv. There's no chayokim here. A scissor could be used. You could cut cake with a scissor. I think so. I think it says here the Rambam. If you buy a sword to cut cake, I mean, it's pretty hard cake. What? He means only kelim that are normally. What? Lashon of the shachit zayin, aval shelo letzarchei suda mutar lishtamish bo, afal pi shenisken tzarchei suda, kashe nimlach olav lachtei bo klaf v'mei tzarch tefila, ken kasev esev heta.
What?
So that's what we're going to do, Ramo, at the Taz. That's going to be our main discussion. As you use a paper clip, you open it up to take a piece of herring. Some you have to, well, that's disposable, so it's different. Disposable kalim, not kalim. But. So nutcracker is potter because we had the ptur. If it's made to touch the non-edible part of the food, that is potter from tefillah. Only the part that touches the edible part is chayiv in tefillah. Like we said, the case of the tripod that you put the pot on, so they bring it. To mash potatoes, you want to use a hammer to mash potatoes. Yes, you have to touch it. That's what it sounds like from this room. Right? Unless the chayiv is saying, unless it's only a keli made for it. The shach is saying the chiddush the other way. I think even it's klisuda, but I think so. And that's what he's saying. Now, that's not really the main sugya here. The main sugya is the borrower. So we have here an owner who is designating it as a non-food keli, and a borrower who's using it as a food keli. So the sheet of the mechaber is that you go according to the owner. Now look in Shach Tes Zayin, he brings this in the heter. This machlek is the mechaber and this in the heter. Shach Tes Zayin, this in the heter, Shom, Dimpeva, Pasit, the Tzarech Tfila. So the Shach and Taz say there's a machlokes here, the mechaber and this is a heter. So the mechaber says you don't have to tevil, even because it goes according to the owner, not according to the borrower. And the Shach and Taz bring this is a heter, who says that it goes according to the user, as long as he uses it with permission, obviously. Yeah.
What about to take the skin off the fish? It's edible. The person doesn't want to eat it. He uses it.
I would guess so. I guess for him the skin is psilus. I guess for him it's psilus. To take the peel off an apple, though, not so sure. What? Yeah, an apple. You're slicing both ends. The fish, you're just pulling it off. I don't know. A peeler needs tefillah. Okay. Now with this, because what? A fish hook? Yeah, I don't think we eat a fish hook. The hook is not made to hold food. It's made to catch the fish. It happens to be we don't eat the inside of the mouth of the fish, most of us. What? Oh, when you table it in the water when you go fishing. Very good. Make a bracha when you throw that. What? Yeah, because it's not edible at the time that it touches it. We pass it. It is if it's a type of kli, which is also used for which by sakin shotfila. Shah said since it's a type of sakin that could be used for food, so we do type of a sakin shoshkita. So raw meat, we don't make a bracha because the amachleik is the shach and the raw. You see, the shach said the shach sloshin by sakin shel shchita. So the mechaber in Sif Hay said sakin shel shchita yesh mishaymer, which he passed in ain't tzarech tefillah. Right, that was a knife that's made to skin at least an animal. So the shach there said that it's chayv in tefillah, but his loshin was that it's a keli. I'm sorry, the shackles in Yud Aleph. He says a type of keli which is also used for Suda. It's interesting, there was an Issa V'Heter as well. Interesting. What? It's true. So what the Shah said in Yud Aleph was the Mechaivin in Sakat Shal Tefillah, which was the Ramah there, his Lashon was Efshel L'Shav Shrei L'Maychal Acher. It's a type of keli you could use for other foods. And Efshel, the Ramah was Mechaiv.
Okay.
The scissors is not chayiv. The question is, if you want to take the scissor and cut a piece of cake. So I understood it should be chayiv. I don't know if Chaim is saying that maybe it's not the type of keli that's used for food. Could be. Could be. What?
Chicken scissor. Why is it bigger than
the
chicken scissor?
What's a chicken scissor? Oh, to cut up. Oh, so that would be a sack shel shechita. It would be the same thing, I guess. You would come to the same shaila what the shach meant when it's efshel sack melachim. It's an eitzah. The question is if you're chayiv to rent. All right, now here this becomes a big topic because of the first few words of Taz Yud. Taz Yud says kasa beis Yosef. It's not as a favor from the sheet. There, beis Yosef says who adin im kanei l'schayra ein sarf tefila. Now here we have a chiddush that. Again, we're going back to the Mechaber. He's going on Lachtech Klofim. If you buy a keli for a non-food purpose, it's Pater from Tefillah. So if you're using it as a utility knife, it's Pater. What about Klei Schaira? So he says Klei Schaira are also Pater from Tefillah. What are Klei Schaira? So there are two types of Klei Schaira. One is a person who has a hardware store. He buys kelim to sell them, and that's mostly what's discussed on the page. A hardware store buys kelim to sell them, so they're pater from tefillah. I think I mentioned last week that the Minchas Yitzchak and the Tshuva Chelek Gimel says that those hardware stores that pre-toivel the kelim for the convenience of the customers, it's not ketoivel because at the time they toivel it, it's still pater. Kleischara pater from tefillah, and therefore their tefillah is a wasted tefillah, and you have to table it again when you buy it. I mean, when they decide to use it, it'll become just like a knife for cloth. It's pater from tefillah. If you decide to use it for food, you table it. Because man, you're only designating it for cloth. It's pater. What to have a meet in the stores? Yes. They do it so that when it's hectic Erev Pesach, it's not hectic at the they have a mikvah in the back and it gets very busy, so they do it. When they unpack it, they title it. What's to have a meet? I don't know. It seems to be a very strong have a meet. A lot of stores do it. A lot of stores have a lot of downtime. They have goyim, and they usually tell the goyim to title it, hopefully with supervision of the yid. You can't be kind of for them because you know who they are. Matter of fact, really, when you buy a keli, when you go into the store and you take a keli off the shelf and you buy it, you're going to use it, you really should be kind of it with a kinyan d'oraisa before you tivel it. It's a Mishnah Brura. Well, Mishnah Brura says, very interesting Mishnah Brura in Hilchas Lulav. He says, when you buy a lulav, obviously you're doing Mishicha, you're doing Hagbah. Right? Mishicha is only Kelim Shadakim, and Mishicha, it's Hagbah. Mishnah Brura says, in Simitav Reish Tochez, Dine Lulav, he says, the Machaber says, Eilam Yesi Chavasi, Bi Arishim Bluva Shachavere, Divino Lachem. We all know that. Has to be yours, says the Mishnah Brura. Yesh Oimrim, I shall show me Shebach Ephraim. Yesh Oimrim, the honey, the kani esrog la mitzvah. Upari la achar achak. They buy it and they pay after yantif. They're doing hagbah, obviously. Lo yos avdi. They're doing the wrong thing. The chol kama de lo yoev dami lekani yelamid rabbanan. Min atayra kesef is kaina amitaltalim. Vanan biinu lachem deraisa. And you need a deraisa tika kinyan. Im loy shevilu shusai vekane b'teres chatzer. I'm not sure exactly what he means. He means you have to have a mind to be kaina b'teres chatzer. The Gemara says in Hazav that min atayra amitaltalim kesef is kaina and not hagbah. When you buy things for matana, it's kind of, but not for it. So he says, therefore, you should pay him before the yomtiv. Now this would be true about tefilas kelim as well. If you're in a store, obviously you're not doing king chatzar, you're not taking it home. So a lot of people, like myself, you're impatient. You go into the shelf, you pick up a glass or a knife, and you're going to go to the counter to pay. Usually the mikvah's in the back, not in the front. So you run to the back, you tie a lid, you go to the front, and you pay for it. So that's not correct. It's not yours. If the guy says, I'm not selling it to you, he doesn't have to sell it to you. And if a ganev were to steal it in between, you're not more than a shomer. It's not yours.
Even if you have any conversation with the store,
even the store gives you permission to tie a lid, it's still a problem.
I want to
until you kind it, until you do a kinyan. Even picking it up, Mishnah Berurah is saying that picking it up is only kinyan derabanan, and that tari ni kesef.
So you have to pay.
You have to pay first, and then take it. And, I know what hagbah. No, derabanan works. Hagbah always works. Only mishicha needs to your chatz. Hagbah works anyway. What? If you pay with a check, it's a question. By buying a lulav and esrig, people clear the shaila. If paying with a check is adequate, it's not kesef. The question is, if it's shabbat kesef, it's probably shtara. Shtara is not kind.
Credit card, same thing.
What?
Credit card, same thing. Credit card.
It could be a credit card is a key stumta. It's accepted in society. A check is really it's accepted sort of until you get paid. Credit card is the final sale. What? Just give a nickel. Give a down payment. You can be kind of kesef with a down payment. Yeah. We talked about checks many times. In the United States, a check is not more than a letter to a bank. If I have your money and you give a letter that tells me, give Pliny the money, that's not money. It's a letter to me telling me. In the United States, a check is just an order of payment. The law in the United States is different than in Europe. In the United States, if you issue a check, you can stop payment without cause. It's legal to just stop payment. You don't have to show cause. And now, if you cause him damage, he can sue you for being a gyron. But it's perfectly legal to stop payment without cause. In Europe, you have to show cause to stop payment. You can't stop payment unless you claim some type of fraud. Because in Europe, a check payment is. Is if you want to see the legal documentation, there's an excellent art scroll book with a green cover that has a. I think Yaki helped me with it. How long ago? 20 years ago, he helped me with it. It's an appendix to one of the chapters.
Let's talk about Keter. Keter takes glasses.
Okay. Let's do it for Sichur. Good. All right. Anyway, so the aleph is that klei schaira in the store, you have to be kind it before you table it in order for it to be a good tefillah. Now. It has to be yours. If a glass doesn't help, you're saying if you do a kinyan. But it's not a kinyan. If you're in the store and you don't go to the counter, you just picked it up, you're not cutting it. He's not marking it to you when you buy it in the store. There's a variety discount store on Avenue M between 19th and Ocean Avenue. They have a big sign, don't table anything until you paid for it. So I think everyone assumes that he's afraid someone's going to drop it in and not take it out. But it's really done for frumkai reasons. Don't title anything until you pay for it because the field doesn't work. So. All right, now let's see Pischei Tshuva. Now it seems it was a common practice to make a simcha. And you need glasses. You need 100 glasses. So you go to the store that sells glasses, and you say, rent me the 100 glasses, and I'll return it, and then you'll sell it as new. You'll sell it again. So the Pesachei Tshuva brings a Chachma Sadam that talks about it. The Taz also talks about it, but the Chachma, let's see the Chachma, the Bina Sadam. The Pesachei Tshuva tests. You go to the Jewish store owner and you borrow, or I guess borrow or rent, his kelim, the cost of. Even though Shach and Taz say you have to title it, not like the Mechaber, because of this Veheter, when the first person bought it for not food purposes, in the case of a tzairach, sheishloch sheishbru im yat vilayim, if you can table it, they may break the yehavsid. Aishem pnei, or a person doesn't have enough time to table it. Yesh lismach lishtamish b'lay tfila, b'tfilas kelim elu l'kuli alma enei ela d'rabbanan. He's saying, by glass, or glazed china, which are not more than a d'rabbanan, so you could be makel and use it without tefillah. Ve'eshed the gambis of ve'etel like kosav kain ela b'kli matchais the harvei paiskim and tefillah deraisa. The chemoy lahachmi b'kli matchais to have a suffer deraisa ayin sham. So here's the psak of the Chachma Sadam. The Chachma Sadam says, when it comes to glass or china, you can be sevach ad mechaber. The klei schayra are potter from tefillah. You go by the owner and not by the user. And for metal, you have to be chayshish for this of a heter. I should point out that the Chachmas Adam is only makel b'makam tzayrich. I think the Aruch HaShulchan brings down this Chachmas Adam, leaves out the words b'makam tzayrich, if I recall correctly. And it's a little funny, but...
So the caterers rely on this?
Yeah. No, the caterers don't do this.
The
okay, so let me talk about that for a minute. So till now, we're talking about kelim that are l'schayra in the sense of selling. They're for sale, that's schayra, and that type of schayra, we have a clear psak of the Chachmas Adam, makom tzayrich at least, for glass it could be made.
It doesn't make a difference who made it for the Jew to sell.
If a Jew made it, and the Jew owns it, it doesn't need tefillah. That's nothing to talk about.
Does it make a difference if you're in an area where they actually use glass? They rent silverware, they rent... In Brooklyn, there's a place that rents all these...
There are companies that rent kelim, which is a very tricky business, because when Kehila came into existence, there was a place that rented kelim, and all the caterers used it. But how do you know it's kosher from the previous guy? So people say, you know, Olach Sherman is saying, we had a big Isaac. If he bought a special pattern kelim that he rented only to us, and we allowed one other hechsher, and all the other kelim, you went to all the simchis that were rented kelim, they're only as kosher as potluck would have it. What happened eventually is that at least this one rental place got their act together from Kaiwise, they're all the people. And now they will only rent to caterers that have a list of approved hechsherim, and otherwise they won't rent. But it's an issue. People don't imagine that it's an issue, but it is an issue. The Baruch Hashem, they usually end up in a yayman when you get it, But you make a simcha, you're uncomfortable with non-kosher kelim. You tell yourself they're at least end up in a yayman. So this is one of the shinuyim. No, absolutely not. Okay, at any rate, now the second issue that comes up here is restaurants and caterers. As far as tefillah, I'm not talking about kashrus, I'm talking about tefillah's kelim. The question is, when you go into a restaurant, if that keli has to be tevled or not. The tzad kula is to say that for the restaurant owner, the owner of the keli, it's klei schayra. It's klei schayra. Now that would mean that he can't eat in his own restaurant. Because if he's himself, he has to title it. But sekhlei schareihem means resale kelim. The question is if it can be makel by restaurants or caterers, which for the most part don't tovel. Again, there are a few hecherim, including kilo, which requires that our restaurants and our caterers tovel the kelim. But it's not the halach yelach. It's not the most hecherim don't require it. And the question is whether you're allowed to use those kelim. So Rav Avadya has a tshuva, the Chavadas. He says, what do you mean? We rely on the Beis Yosef, on the Mechaber. Easy, you know. The Sfardim, you rely on the Mechaber. And the Mechaber says, Yeshu Tevloi, ain't Tzrich HaTfilah, you go by the owner. And it's Klei Schayrim. Lididan, we really could be makel by glass, because of the Chochmas Sodom. Just like the Rebbe Vadya has the Mechaber, we have the Chochmas Sodom. But he's only makel b'makom tzairich. But if you're ready at an affair, you come to an affair, and you go to a restaurant and they put out glasses and you ask them if they tovel it, they don't tovel it. So at least the Chochmas Sodom is makel b'makom tzairich to be makel. I think most restaurants outside of Lakewood and Flatbush, I think, don't tovel their kelim. The KCL requires it, we require it. I don't say nobody else requires it, but outside of these two neighborhoods, I think Roiv restaurants, you go in, you're being Samech on this Chochmas Adam to drink from a glass. And you can even argue it's not Klei Schayra. Klei Schayra is when you sell it, not when you give it for food. But that's the way it is, yeah.
Now, why would the Ubi restaurant be
Tovel What?
Why would the Ubi restaurant be Tovel
Look, a restaurant owner does what his Hechsher tells him to do. He's not a Paisik. You can't blame him. He has a Hechsher, he does what his Hechsher requires. Now, when he shops for a Hechsher, and his friend tells him, don't use that Hechsher, they make your table the Kalim, so he uses the other one. It's a reason that makes Hechsherim not popular. But still, he claims to his customers he's relying on this Paisik, and this Paisik allows Kalim on table. Probably not. The restaurant owner can't use his own Kalim. Jewish workers, maybe it's higher for them too. I don't know. Look, for glass, you have what to rely on. You have the Chochmas Adam, at least look inside. What? So the forks and knives are a bigger problem. The forks and knives are a bigger problem because you don't have the Mechaber Shita. Well, once you're in the store, you don't have much of a choice. It's just that up to you. I mentioned this years ago when Dayan Posen was the... I spent summers with him. This I'm talking about 20, 25 years ago. So he was then the Paisik for the KAJ, which then didn't require tefillah. Hopefully it changed by now. But I told Dayan Posen, why don't we at least sell it to a guy? Sell it to a guy, and then you could... that's what we did at Rise's Bakery, where it's Klei Schayra. And it has another p'tor because the kelim touch the dough most of the kelim touch the dough when it's raw, except the ones that mix the jam. So what we did is we sold it to a guy once by Mechiras Chametz, so we sold the kelim to a guy. So I told him, sell it to a guy. He says, no, you shouldn't sell it to a guy, you should tovel it. That's what he told him. They don't tovel it, so they should tovel it. You know, like he wasn't really happy with the whole thing. But it would seem the second best thing is to be sold to a guy at least.
Serving you on it,
that's
the place
higher
for him.
Right. That's what I was saying. For the owner of the Kaili, he's serving you on it, so it's clay. If it is clay, What? So metal, I don't know what they rely on. They rely on this sheet that had clay schaira potter. And I'm talking about real metal. No, when you go into a restaurant, you get real. What? It's only glass. It's only on glass. Yeah, I'm saying for the metal kelim, it doesn't really help.
Why is it called
a
Okay?
I don't know. I don't know, and I don't. Look, you can ask each hechsher what they do. I don't want to say, you know. I know that we do it, and we got a lot of flack for it. And we work together with the Lakewood Hechsherim. We have dual hechsherim sometimes on things, and we require it. When we started, I think we were the only ones that required, I shouldn't say the only ones, it could be some smaller Siddush Hashem that required it, I don't know. But the big Hashem don't require, unless it changed, I don't think it changed. Kiss Mati Zilber, what they require, what the OU requires, he has his store.
So
could ask him.
Classes,
my understanding is the Samech on Klei Schaira, that Klei Schaira doesn't need Tefila. What? What's separate? A Goyish restaurant.
No, the Meadowlands kitchen.
Oh, the Meadowlands. The Meadowlands? Oh, if they use the glasses of the hotel, I don't know. They do use the glasses, yeah, for cold. So, all right, if it's a guy's keli and they're borrowing a guy's keli, so then that's mutter. That's the first line. A guy's keli doesn't need tefillah. It's good for silverware too, yeah. Guy's keli doesn't need tefillah. I misunderstood. I'm sorry, I don't know what you're asking. When Moshe writes, if you're in a restaurant, you find out they didn't table the kelim, put the food out of the keli onto the table and eat it off the table. That's what he writes in the Tshuva. Except soup, he says. Except soup. Sorry, yeah. He says, don't eat the soup. When Moshe writes in the Tshuva, it was originally printed in the Torah Vayra, to one of the later Chalakim. So if you're in a Yiddish restaurant, you find out they didn't table, I don't know which plate he's talking about, a glass plate. So he says, pour it onto the table and eat it off the table. With your hands, I guess. I don't know. A plastic utensils. Oh, bring your own kelim. Bring your own kelim. I know one Hasidish Rav who brings his own kelim to a simcha. I think Rabbi Abadi, they said, used to go to simchas with his own silverware in his pocket. Rabbi Abadi from Lakewood. His friends, he came to simchas, some of my friends. He used to come with his own kelim. He pulled out his fork and knife. And,
why can't I have a guy on retainer? And every time I have a problem, I give a call and tell him what I have.
He has to do a kinyan though. Kinyan over the phone, I don't know. Yeah, there's no zachen la'adam to a guy, right? So it's chiz mitam shlichus. You have to come up with a way to do it, okay? Well, you could do is make a shliach, make a yiddish shliach to go over to the guy and to sell him the kelim, or I don't know if you can sell it to him, it's not yours. Yeah. All right, eitzes we have, but it's. Silverware, at least, is not as hard to title. It's much harder to title glasses. Silverware is much easier to title. Anyway, this is, what should I say? This is topic number two. So what? Siftes? Sifches? Yeah, I said, the Ravadia says that he's sevach on the mechaber, you don't need tefillah. But he doesn't bring chalkim. He only brings one sheet. And the rule is, when the Mechaber says Yesh Misharim, doesn't bring two sheetas, it means the Makar is a Das Yachid, but he doesn't have chalkim. Usually we understand that he paskins that way. So we have a third type of Klei Schaira now. Type number one was hardware stores. Type number two are restaurants. Type number three, which is far more complicated, is the O-Nuts type of candy dish. When a store like O-Nuts, I just mean that as an example, but there are plenty of candy stores around. So sometimes you can buy in disposable kelim, and sometimes you get it in a silver or a glass, in a glass keli. And there, it's a far more complex issue. The owner of the O-Nuts store, of the candy store, is not, they're not titling it. Lamaisa, they don't title it. Their stomach, that is Klei Schaira for them. Even though they're putting food directly into it, but it's like you put a food into it to sell. Now, when you sell it in the store, you sell wine in a glass bottle. So there, besides the heter of Klei Schaira, you have Ramesh's heter of Klipa, that a disposable keli, a keli made to be disposable, is like the peel of an orange, and it doesn't need tefillah. So that if you buy the glass keli, that can't, not only it doesn't need tefillah, but if you decide to reuse the keli, Ramesh says it doesn't need tefillah, it wasn't sold as a keli.
Is it like
chayslos? It is chayslos. It's exactly chayslos. So Rabbi Shah holds that it's chayslis is the Chazal's word for disposable kelim, and if it's sold as a disposable keli, it doesn't need tefillah. And if you decide to make it into a keli, so that's fine. But in the Ol Nutz type of store, people pay extra for a nice dish that they plan to give people as a gift to be reused. Now, I personally would prefer more candy than a fancy dish. But some ladies probably like the dish better than the candy. So, Mishlech Mana, same thing. People buy glass to give as a gift. So it's not Klei Achila for them. It's a keli that's being made, not to sell, but to give. So likely it's the same thing. That makes it complicated. It means if you buy a keli to give as a gift, your tivling it doesn't do the trick, because according to the Mechaber, because it's part of tefillah until it becomes klei achila by the recipient. Now, in the case of the onatz kelim, we went back and forth on whether to require tefillah on the places we give a hechsher. We don't give hechsher to onatz; we give to some other places. What are you going to do? Let's say you want to be machmer and tell them they have to tivle it. So let's say you want to tell the onat store, yes, the veheta holds, you have to tivle it. So glass, you said, the chachmas adam. What about metal? So if we're assuming it's klei schayer for them, it's potter, because they're doing it to sell. Now, if we would require them to tivle it, let's say we wouldn't want to be simach on klei schayer, it would be tricky. What are you going to put a sticker on? What's going to say tivled? You can't put a sticker that says Tivel, because according to Ikar Ashita, you're not Yaitzit Fila. Right? The Homach Leik is the Chachmas Adam. Everybody is on the buyer, not on the seller. On the one who's selling it, it's a problem. So Lamaisa, it's not Tivel. So now, what happens when you get it? See, here it becomes tricky again. Once you get a tray of chocolates, so it would seem from Digris Maisha that you have to pour it out, tivel it, and put it back. Now we do, we get a tray, we put it on the table. So Palm held that, I don't remember his rayas, but there was something that he would have said with a makar, not on his own, but Palm held that to use it, to empty it, is okay. You don't have to empty it all in one shot. You put it on the table, you empty it one piece of chocolate at a time, that's also good. You're not mechuyiv to empty it all at one shot. Palm's raya was those who hold that glass kalim, like a glass bottle of wine, those who don't hold a Ramesh's heta, like the Mechasi Yitzchak, they don't hold a Ramesh's heta that it's chayislais. So they hold that it needs tefillah, but they don't say you have to pour out all the wine in one shot. Yeah, as you use it, you pour out the wine. Rav Henkin writes that you shouldn't pour wine back. Sometimes people have some leftover wine in the becher, they want to pour it back in the bottle. So if Henkin says not to do it, he says two reasons. He says, first of all, it's a bezayin to the kiddush to pour it back. All right. And it's a big bezayin to pour it down the sink. And secondly, he says, what about tefillas kelim? You're pouring it into the keli. You have no heter to pour it into the keli.
What about the drops of water?
The drops of water? Okay, I don't know that. That's good. Those who don't hold of chayislas, the Mechasi Yitzchak doesn't hold of it. I don't know Rav Henkin's case. I can't. I don't remember for sure. But to pour it out, everybody seems to hold. Once it's there, you could pour it out. You know, I'm going to pour it out in one shot. You could eat it a little bit at a time.
So,
who the store? Because they're doing it out schayra. They're relying that it's clay schayra. For them, it's a packaging. So for them, it's mutter. For me, once I receive it, it's a clay achila, assuming I plan to save it. But this heta would be to take them out a little bit at a time. If you want to refill it, you would have a problem.
So an eighth
is to put a napkin between the food and the... Maybe an eighth is to put a napkin. You have to remember, we said that a maimid is chayv and tefila. So since the napkin can't hold it by itself, it's chayv and tefila. In Sivav, the Mechabe held its potter from tefillah, and the Shach brought Chayokim. Although I did mention that the Aruch HaShulchan says that Loi Shamanu, that they should tivel these wooden baskets, if we seem to be Simoth, that a Maimon is not Chayiv. If so, the napkin would be an Eitz. Do they always put something in between? I'm not sure.
And
the stores. Depends on the type.
But the owner puts it, who's the giver of the present, puts it
together. The one giver, for him, we're assuming it's Klai Schaira for him. It's a package. Sure. It's a package for your gift.
So they're holding the Shtam Shus, not using it, but just filling it up.
Well, yeah, you're allowed to empty it. The food doesn't become treif. So it becomes a question. Do you have to empty it on one Shabbat? Do you have to empty it? You can empty all your candy at a time.
When you climb on the tree on Shabbat, the Shtam Shus, you have to go down the tree as fast as
you can. You're standing on a tree is also us. You're not allowed to go down. You have to jump off.
Even though you're not doing anything, if you're just staying there, that's
the Shtam Shus. I hear. Maybe that's what Ramesh is saying. It's a Shtam Shus the whole time. Be that as it may, these are the three difficult topics. Again, the stores, when they have Klei Schaira, they pre-tivel it. It's a problem. It's really a kashayli. Even if I buy something in the store for a chasen kala, I go in the store and I buy silverware, chasen kala, I want to do them a taiva and tivel it. So pashtus, I can't tivel it. For me, it's not Klei Achila. For me, it's money. It's something I give for a gift. It's not Klei Achila for me. If I'm makta to them, maybe that could be makta. Use one.
One fork.
Use one fork. Okay. Use the whole thing.
Do you know which one you're
going to
use?
Yeah. Okay. It's an eight. One fork, one spoon, and one knife. Yeah, okay. What?
You serious?
To use one? You can table that one.
No. By using one, you make the whole thing into.
I don't know.
You don't like that knife?
The one you use is fine.
No, but you don't know which one you use. You tell all of them planning to use one of them, so you don't know which one. That's right.
So they need to be careful.
All right, whatever you like. You have to remember the Ikar Adin here is that it's potter. The Ikar Adin is like the Mechaber. The Chassadim says the Ikar Adin is like the Mechaber.
They need to be careful.
Yeah, you better, if you use one, you better use it for parents. Use it for parents. Koshel Pesach too, right? Okay. What's the makar that somebody that's potter and you title it doesn't work? So okay, well, think about it. We'll find you a makar. Yeah, it has to be mechuyev. He wants a klara makar for it. It says here that later when you give it to him, he should title again. It does say here on the page. Let's see the Taz. It says here somewhere on the page, when you table it misafik, and then after the other person gets it, he has to table it also without a bracha. Let's see if I could find it quickly. Yeah, the end of Taz Yud. The question was, how can I prove that if you tivel it when it's potter, so the end of Taz Yud, the last line and a half, it's Sarach Leimer, after he brings the machlaikis, he says, Yeshu tivelai b'lai bracha. Wadim ha-shayel kelim yisra chenvini l'tzer sudi yatvileinu b'lai bracha. So you're borrowing it from a chenvini, the end of Taz Yud, the last line. Tivel it without a bracha. Now you give it back to the chenvini. So I borrowed it from the chenvini, I titled it, I gave it back to the chenvini. So you should tell the end purchaser that he should not title it with a bracha, he should title it without a bracha. I titled it already. Since when I titled it, it was Klei Schaira, so I titled it without a bracha, and then the second person also has to title it without a bracha. That's what he's saying. What? When the buyer, the ultimate buyer, the Pesach Tshuva really, the Taz really talks about. He talks about when the Chenvini doesn't want to tell the end buyer that he did it.
Did he use it?
Yeah, that's the thing. He doesn't want to tell people it's used. So, okay.
I mean, it shows that the tefillah is really a din on the gavra, not on the
cheftza. The tefillah, no, it's a din on the cheftza, but it has to be chayiv. Once it's chayiv, it's a din on the cheftza. That's all. Yes, a tefillah without a bracha, as you said. No, it's pretty clear. If you look in the first half of the Taz, he says a very beferish. Let's start at the beginning of Taz Yud. Kazem Beis Yosef. Period. Lama Beis Yosef. Im Kana Itzar Tvila. Kamash Kasev Rama Bissama. Avo. Since if Reuven would want to use a verse Suda, Yitzarach L'Tayvloi, Memel Nischayi B'Yadei Mikri. Akein Yisrael Hasheni Hashayel Mimenu, Yitzarach L'Tayvloi. Timilim Yayid, okay, he also doesn't talk about the second. Now he's bringing this to the Heter, who argues. But, no, once he borrows from you. Once he borrows, he uses it. It's so different than you than use it. Okay, there are a number of tshuvas about Seichrim who didn't want to tell the ultimate person that it was already... It was already used. They want to tell people whether it's mutter. There's a shuv and the shalom eshet that they bring. Okay. What? I don't think so, because the value didn't go down, then it didn't go down. The what? Right. Right. Okay, that's what you should do. Usually they don't want to tell, but they do. Okay. What? I don't know. What about the Chosh Mishra problem that's used once? I don't know. That's a good question. Yeah, I guess he has to use it for power. I don't know. All right, Sif test. Let's chaper rain. Mashkin had come from Yisrael. If you have a guy's keli, come on, chayshem mishpat. If nira b'dasa, if chavish shoreis lo shake biyadai, ton tefila. So you have your guy's keli as a mashkin. Today it's not as shchiach as it was once upon a time. If it looks like the guy is abandoning it with you, then you have to tevil it. V'imlav yetfilenu b'lei bracha yikl kliyachav yetfilenu imai. And if not, you tevil it without a bracha. Or you buy another keli and table together in order to make a bracha. What? Oh, so that's this long Taz. The Taz, yes, what about Geneva? In which case? Right. Okay, so in the yeshiva world, when we learn the sugya of mashkin, which is usually in Mekadosh b'mashkin, so we learn we call it Reb Chaim's Yisayid. There's a kuntras that was once put out called Yoinas Elam, and every yeshiva has it in the shelf. It was a kaivitz. Everyone has it in the shelf. There's a piece there from Reb Baruch Be'er b'shem Reb Chaim, and he writes there in Yiddish that in the mashkin l'kdechayv, Reb Chaim learns, like most Rishayim, it's only Machais Rishayim, that if I get a mashkin, if I lend you money, and you give me a mashkin, the pshat in mashkin is that you're maknit to me on a tanai, that if you pay, I have to give it back to you. He learns that a mashkin is a tashlumin. The main raya to that is if Shemitah passes. The halacha is, if you lend someone money and he gives you a mashkin, and Shemitah passes, Shemitah is not mishamit. So that's, I guess, the ikaraya to this. He said, in the mashkin lik dechayv. I once told my class, I don't say I never learned anything in Yiddish. This one Yiddish in the Mashkin licked the chai. Someone pointed out there's only one Yiddish word in that whole sentence. In the Mashkin licked is the only word. The chai. So, but anyway, what? Yeah. So what? Derchayv. Yeah, you should say Derchayv, but okay. So the point is that there's a tzad gadol that when you have a mashkin, you're kind of the mashkin bitnai. What? Rav Yisrael. That's the Gemara in Kedushin, right? The Rav Yisrael says that v'yivarcheka. Why does he give you a bracha? V'nechemich shalai tzedaka. Someone gives you a mashkin and you give it back to the person at night to use, so it's considered tzedakah. Why is it called tzedakah? Because the alchay kind of mashkin, because you have a kinyan in the mashkin.
And then
So look at Ramah. This would be also right to what I was asked before. How do you know if you're tevel it when you're potter that it remains potter? So let's see this Ramah. Turn the page. You tevelled it once before, it was nishtakeh abiyadai. Well, the besayf nishtakeh abiyadai, if it comes a point where the guy for sure is giving up on it, so then you have to travel it again, even though you traveled it once already. But since at that point it's the suffix of eschayv and tefillah, so you have to travel it again. So the taz here is marich, he brings the bach. The bach says it's geneva. How could you do it? It's funny. You look at taz, your aleph. It's a pretty long taz. Halfway, smack, like down the middle of the page, there's a bach. Umayricham is al kasav. The bei died to lishkue. If the guy doesn't plan to leave it by you, also Yisrael lishtamish by mishum. Look at the words. Mishum gneivas das. He doesn't say mishum gneivas mamon. He doesn't say hashoshal midas. How do you got it? What? If the use is not a pruta, it's interesting. If the use is not a pruta. Okay, I hear. He says the heavy raya b'sefer mariel shekasev she'ein nochel l'shtamish b'shum kli avik echavim terem nechletu b'yad Yisrael elim kein horshav akach. Without permission, you don't use the guy's keli. Kein lehitra atur kam b'loy daite l'shkuyen. And the Yomer, he says, it's not so pashut. Now this is totally in a general shaila in the dinam of Gezel Akum or Mamon Akum. It's well known that there are two heterim by a guy. One is called Hafkas Halvasai, which means that if you owe money to an Akum and he forgot about it, or even he died and nobody else is aware of it, Hafkas Halvasai means that you're not mechuyev to pay. You owe the money. You live all your life. You owe him the money. The chayv exists. But you're not mechuyev. That's not the same. You're not mechuyev. Of course, alvasa is you owe some more money. You're not mechuyev to remind. There's a second thing called tosakum. Tosakum is where a guy made a mistake. He ordered something online. He sent you two. It seems to happen a lot, judged by the people that ask me shaylos. Or you get too much change, an overpayment for something. That's called Tosakum. Tosakum is also Mutta Mikra Adin. But Rav of the Paiskim say to return Tosakum. There's a famous Be'er Agayla who says basically that Tosakum money is cursed money. The Be'er Agayla writes that we see Harbe Anoshim. Tosakum is when a guy makes a mistake with your money. And he says that we see Anoshim that became rich with Tosakum and Lebesayf, that money was Yerid Latimoin. And there was no bracha from it. I saw people who returned to Asakum and they had schusim. There's a chum in the Binyan Shloimei about an overpayment. Someone asked him, someone bought merchandise and sent too much money. So he asked him if it's Afkos Havasai. Maybe it's Afkos Havasai, I have the money now. Or is it to Asakum? He says, to Asakum, you should return it. He never said for Pashtas, Afkos Havasai, you don't have to give back. And to Asakum, that you have to give back. Rapam always told people, in very strong terms, to return to Asakum.
Now,
good. What's the geder? When is something called Hafkas Halvasai? So the Kresi Uplaisi in Chayshim Mishpat, Durim v'tumim, same person. Durim v'tumim, chayish mishri, yadis and aipshitz, gives, siman ayin beis, gives two gedarim. The first geder is kol shebehetera osali yadai. It seems to me most places can name on this geder. Hetera osali yadai means when you took it into your possession, it was beheter. He lent you money. He gave you a mashkin. It was behetera osali yadai, that's called afkas havasai. His second geder is milva loitzah nidna. When you borrow money, you're meant to spend it. So it's not a very to spend it. So you're not doing anything wrong. You're just you're not paying it back yet. Nafkamina, if it's hetera osali yadai or loitzah nidna, is a mashkin or a pekadin. If you get a mashkin or a pekadin from a guy, it's behetera osali yadai. But it's not like tzadim, no. It wasn't given to you to spend. So that's an afkamina between the two. The chalukah day is here. If using a mashkin of a guy is mutter, is dependent on these two terutzim. If you hold afkas havasai, it's heter osali yadai. So this is also heter osali yadai. You got a peheter and you can do what you want with it. If you hold, then it has to be like tzadim, no, it had to be given to be used. So a mashkin is not given to be used, and then there's no heter. So the achaluk yedei is here about this. I think it's known that there were. It's right. It's written about Gedali Yisrael. I don't remember. Maybe the Maril. That Pesach he would put on the table. He's supposed to put silver on your table. So the Maril would put his silver kalim on the table that were mashkins from a guy at the Pesach Seder. That's when he till Chabesik. I don't know how he knew. Maybe there were wine things. So I don't know if you put it on the table just for the look. Is that what the Gemara talks about? Spreading it out to look Christian. Gemara has a case like that by Aveda. I think it says it's also. It says even when you, if I'm not mistaken, the Gemara in El Messias talks about when you Litzarchai Mutter, Litzarch Aveda, you're allowed to spread it out. Litzarchai, you're not allowed to. I think it says you just want to look rich. That's called Litzarch Atzmai. I think so. And that you're not allowed to, but from Mitzrayim, so it's okay. That's one of the pshatim in why they borrowed kalim. It was done the chayshich; they could have taken it. Why they borrow it? They want it to be afkas havasa, and then they could keep it. If they steal it, then it's gezalakum. Why would Mu'akim? Of course, Havasi is Beitei Ras Eliyadai. You have it. Beitei Sakim, it's not Beitei Ras Eliyadai. And it's Mutter. The question is, why be Machmer? Someone asked me once, why is it not Laisechanim to give it them Shalaikadin? So Rav Palm told me that it's not Laisechanim when you do it for your own good. For your own, to be an honest person. You do it for your own honesty. It's good. He showed me, I think, Rosh Hashanah Zalman writes such a thing. By Tosakum, that it's for your own honesty, for your own sake. You have to know, there's a Bach by Tosakum. He says, it's still not Lochem. He says, let's say you have, he doesn't say Lulav or Esser, he says, I think, by Tzitzis. If you have strings from a guy that is Tosakum, so you're holding it, so it's not Lochem. A talis also has to be Lochem, people don't know. But Ksuschem also has to be yours. So the Bach there says that Tosakim is still his. It's not yours. It's not the same as Afkas Havasa. Afkas Havasa, you owe him something. So you still owe him, just you're not notifying him. Shekin there. Yeah, sometimes it's interesting. Sometimes it's Kiddush Hashem, and sometimes not. It's a funny thing. I once went for a blood test. There's a lab on Newkirk Avenue near Yeshiva. I went for a blood test. I came to Yeshiva and I realized I took their pen. So I started clearing. I rarely have the opportunity to be mekayem the mitzvah Shavas Gezeila, Shavas Geneva. The Tosfos Nerevin says by a guy, there is no assay. But anyway, so I cleared it out. I'm to go back in the middle of Seder. I could wait till Ben Astorim. I'm going to give it back. No, it's stolen in my hands. What's the rush? I don't know. So what I did is I gave it someone to be kinder for them. So I returned it. I told someone else to pick it up and be kinder for them. And then so lunchtime I go back. I tell her I took the pen this morning. So the lady behind the counter says, Oh, darling, she tells me, oh, darling, everyone takes them all the time. What are you worried about? She says to me, Kiddush Hashem, you know, she just thought I was a fool for bringing it back. You know, like what? Rabbi Yaakov is a story. Yeah, it doesn't always turn out that way, but what? Yeah. Yeah, occasionally it happens. What? Probably not. There's no shlichus, but we did it anyway. It depends if it's Mishum Chatzah, Mishum Shlichus, probably. That's the Chatzah, but. Okay, take this. If a guy is a corporation, so. Ramesha does have a tshuva about a corporation that makes a keli, if that's called a guy made the keli. Mr. Ramesha writes in his tshuva on corporations. He says a corporation goes according to rive owners. If rive owners are goyim, then it's a guy. Rabbi says a tshuva about someone who stole from the city. It's a fascinating tshuva. In Chayshim Mishpat Aleph, I think it's Peches. It's a bunch of short tshuvas to someone who wanted to do tshuva for a lifelong stealing spree. So he asks Rabbi about stealing from the city. If that's Gezel Akum or Gezel Yisrael. So Rabbi answers, very interesting. He says the city is rive Akum. So if you stole so much that they raised taxes because of it, they're stealing from the yid. If you didn't, so Ramesh says it depends. If you stole an item that's used, that's stealing from the yid. That's someone steals a library book. So the city is rive goyim. But that book would be used from a yid, you're stealing. And someone steals a stop sign. So that's stealing from a yid. A yid would use the stop sign. But he says, if you stole, I think the case is from the tool shop at the transit authority, you know, it was stole a screwdriver, says Geneva, but it's not Gezel Akum. He says, unless you stole so much, the taxes would go up because of you. From Yidden, you can steal. But, what? Gezel, the question is the Chiv HaShava. The question is the Chiv HaShava. I think he asked him whether he's required to return it, and I think Ramesh writes these Gedarim. And that's what he writes. Yeah. I don't know. People tell me they expect. Walmart expects to lose some money to shoplifting. Is that a hetter? If you ask them, can you take the pen home? Yeah, I don't think so. I'm not so sure. Yeah, if it's true, if you ask them, you can take the pen home then. What? The banks want you to take the pens. Yeah, okay, that's true. And they make pens that no one will want to steal. Okay, Rabbi said we're up to Sif Yud. We have our Ben Azmanim and Yitzhashem the Sunday after Labor Day. Okay.